We're the station that focuses on things on your mind. WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.
Well, of course, this is the time when love is in the air. A lot of folks looking at the spring and summer and exchanging wedding vows. And we've got an expert here to talk about that with us today. Mr. Fred Jacob is joining us by phone to take a look at some of the trends. Are people marrying younger, older? You know, what are some of the more popular venues? Is it just the traditional church where folks are marrying, or maybe other places? So we're going to explore those today with Fred. Fred, how are you?
I am super. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, let's jump right into it. Of course, this is the time for love. I guess we see a lot of folks who actually do get engaged on Valentine's Day. Seems like a logical time.
It is. The largest number of engagements happen actually between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, and that's why traditionally the summer following, the 6 or 7 months following, is when most of the weddings do occur.
Is it warmer weather that's the draw, or just because it takes that long to plan?
Well, I think years ago it was all based on graduation, because so many people said, let's get graduated before we get married. And of course, many years ago, it was based on high school graduation. And then most recently, it was based on college graduation. But now we're finding that it's actually going a little later than that. But some of that trend of getting married in the summer has stuck. So the average age now for a bride and groom is somewhere between 26, 27, and 28 years old.
Oh, wow. I know that when we got married, number one, being in the news business, making the mistake of getting married around the 1st of November means, you know, at least twice my anniversary has been spent in the newsroom covering presidential elections. So, but I guess it's just an individual thing. But you do see more in the summer, maybe some fall weddings. Winter, not necessarily that popular.
Well, see, a lot of times the weddings bring, of course, family members in from all over the country, and traveling is just more natural during the summer. It's also in most parts of the country, you can depend more on the weather being a little more comfortable in the event part of the wedding is going to be outside, or at the very least, traveling between the venues, you're going to be outside. So I think the summer is just where most of the weddings have found to be their natural place. Like I said, first years and years ago based on graduations, and now just based on just the trend.
Now, you mentioned 26 to 28. That's a kind of a peak time for people when they get married. Those numbers were like 18, 19, 20 a few years ago. What's the difference now? More people going to school and finishing their college before marriage?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of factors. But why, what's driving the age to be a little higher? I think more of the trend has been on the woman's side versus the man's side. I think women have decided that they wanted to wait a little longer, and it seems like that just keeps getting a little longer and a little longer. And I think based on the 80s and 90s, the sexual revolution, the daughters that came out of those mothers during that time were, I guess, promoted to have more independence. And so that independence has driven the strong woman today to be 25, 26, 27, maybe have her own home, certainly maybe living on her own. And it's just a different female than it was 20 or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that these are some very interesting trends that we're talking to Fred Jacob today about. Fred, tell me a little bit about what you do, first of all. I should have asked you this at the beginning. What makes you kind of an expert on this, and you keep up with all the trends, and kind of give us some background on yourself?
Well, first off, my wife and I, Donna and I, have been married for 37 years.
Well,
so
congrats.
Right away, I consider that expert status.
There you go.
Have survived for 37 years, or for her to survive with me, maybe I should say. So then about 21 years ago, my wife and I decided to start publishing wedding magazines in Tennessee and producing bridal shows in Tennessee. So this year, we will actually produce 16 bridal shows throughout the state of Tennessee, and we'll publish 5 regional bridal magazines. So it isn't necessarily that my wife and I are so smart, but we've been around so long, we've seen how this works, and of course we just try to keep up with how things are changing.
Okay, so you can bring an interesting perspective, because I married, I'm going to get in trouble, 13 years ago, okay? So, you know, we kind of bring a different generational perspective to how weddings take place.
All right, did I lose you? You still there?
No, I'm still here. Are you there? Okay, can you still hear me now?
I can hardly hear you.
Okay. What I was talking about here was the fact that we have different generations, and different generations have, you know, gone from full churches for weddings to different venues now. Outdoor weddings were big at certain times. So do we see those trends kind of cycle to people having a traditional church wedding or maybe different venues now?
Well, the number one venue choice now, which is it's kind of unusual to say this, but it's to get married at a barn. And this is all over the nation. It's been a very strong desire to find, and maybe some of it's going back to history, so to speak, but barn weddings have become very popular. And some of this, some of trends, of course, are always driven by economic conditions. And sometimes people won't say, I'm doing something because it's less expensive, but in some ways trends develop that way.
Do we see that in the clothing and the you know the tuxedos and dresses? Do we see that trend follow the economy some as well?
Yes, it all has. You know, every bride and every groom have certain things that are important to them. And those things, whatever that may be, whether it's her dress, whether it's the food, whether it's the party, the band, those things then tend to stay more traditional. But other things that they don't feel are as important to them, and part of this new trend today, because of the economy, has more of the brides and grooms paying for a portion of their wedding, which is totally breaking the tradition of 30 or 40 years ago, where most of what was cost was paid for by, of course, the bride's family. So that's totally changed.
You know, I was sharing earlier when I was telling listeners who would be on today and what we were going to talk about, that my wife she gets hooked on this show Bridezilla and really enjoys watching it for some reason. I can only stand a little bit of it, but people have different taste and sometimes those tastes clash. So I would think being a wedding planner would be very, very difficult.
I would say today a wedding planner has had to take on an extra role. And that extra role is the wedding planner now has to do more than take care of the specifics, the flowers and the photography and the food and the cake. She now has to also act in a way like a counselor because of the family dynamics being so challenging, maybe it would be a good word, that that wedding planner is put into positions where she has to do things because of whatever's going on inside the family.
Mm-hmm. I guess when someone is deciding to get married and how they want to do it, most women have this idea of exactly how they want their wedding day. They want it to be picture perfect, and getting those plans from in your mind to actually in motion, is that the biggest obstacle in terms of planning a wedding that you have to go through?
It is. And it's becoming more of a shared challenge. More grooms are becoming involved in more of the process than ever before. And in some ways that's good, but then that's also can be an extra challenge to make everything happen the way both parties want it to. So there is no question that the stress that is created from the concern over planning this biggest day ever in your life with so many little pieces that can have a chance to go different than the way you'd like them to, it really is important that the bridezilla aspect doesn't come out, because that's only going to ruin the wedding for everyone. And I kind of joke and I kind of say to brides and grooms, they really need to take a patience pill when they get to that last week of their wedding, because that's when all the pressures are really going to mount up.
We are talking today with Fred Jacob and with the Pink Bridal Show, and they do shows all around the state and magazines and such. And we're talking today about trends as we get towards spring and summer. Lots of weddings will be going on. One thing that I've noticed in some weddings that I've been to recently, Fred, is the fact that it's not just your white dresses. You're seeing maybe the white dress, but all these colors like teal and yellows and different bright colors have been brought in. That seems to be a very hot thing now.
It is. It's more colorful, the better. And whether it's with your flowers or your fabric, whether it's with the draping that may be used on the table linens, whether it's the uplighting that's done around the room to transform a room from one look to another look. Lights and colors are having a tremendous impact on the way that the wedding looks and feels, without question.
And I guess that's part of the personalization that goes on with weddings. You're seeing more and more weddings being, you know, showing more personalization in terms of even the furniture and what is at the reception, and just from A to Z, they really want their personal mark on it.
It is something that the internet, of course, has helped in this challenge also, because brides and grooms can read about other brides and grooms all over the nation and get ideas from other people. So it is very stimulating. But it can also be, again, very stressful the week of, depending on how much the bride and groom are actually having to do themselves. Because the more they actually end up doing themselves, the more the risk that it may not be what they want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Fred, in terms of gifts and giving the bride and groom a gift, we went through this time where, I know when I got married, we had all kinds of appliances and this, that, and the other. Our car was packed down during the reception, and as we left and they were throwing the bird seed and everything, it took us forever to get all this stuff out of the car. Then it went to, you know, gift cards and things of that nature. What are, you know, and then registering so you know exactly what somebody wants. What's the most popular means of doing that right now?
Well, I would say the most popular is still a mixture of the registrations and the gift cards. Clearly, the trends, again, have been that some of the items that brides and grooms are requesting or putting on their list are more, I hate to say more traditional, they're more maybe unusual than traditional, in that it might be a lawnmower, it might be a weed eater. I mean, it could be things that you'd have never thought of, you know, 30 years ago, asking, you know, on your gift registry. So clearly, the convenience of these online registries and the online gift cards and so forth, that's probably the most popular. And as you say, taking care of all these things and returning things after the wedding is such a chore that the actual money being given through the gift cards is obviously probably the most convenient.
We are talking today with Fred Jacob about trends in weddings and the planning of weddings probably going on right now. And, you know, if you have family members who are getting married, this is a long process. What is the average length of time that a bride and or bride and groom will spend on the actual planning up through the day of the wedding? Are there a certain number of days, weeks, months?
Well, the average is probably around a year or so, 12 to 15 months from when the engagement first happens and then the planning starts. And then the planning can be hot and cold, meaning that there's times when the bride is just all over it and working with the groom, and there's other times it's kind of like, I got to leave this thing alone, it's wearing me out. And, you know, some things do need to be planned out far in advance. I mean, obviously, if you're having a church wedding, making the arrangements for the church, if you're going to leave the church and go to a venue, obviously you have to have a venue chosen. So there is a priority of the items that you need to make sure you take care of them. And of course, that's one of the things that we try to do for our bridal shows, is help brides look at the entire process and help them understand that it can be overwhelming. There are a lot of pieces to the puzzle, but if you look at the whole thing and then you start taking it apart piece by piece, knowing the priority items first, well, then then there should not be a problem. And the first thing I try to tell every bride and groom, once they become engaged and they're over kind of the fascination of the initial engagement, is immediately start working on a budget. Immediately start talking about what it is you want to do. A big trend, a change, has been the number of guests has decreased to an average of 150 to 175, where years ago, not too many years ago, it was more like 275 to 300. So, and again, that's part of an economic change, as well as kind of the realization of, do I really need to invite all these people that I don't even know who they are? Mm-hmm. So I think there's some good things that have happened as a result of the economy, and my only caution for most brides and grooms is be careful how much you want to take on yourself, because, again, this wedding is not an opportunity to do it over. You get to do it one time, and you don't want to mess up that, you know, that one day. And we do our bridal shows, by the way, and we have one coming up this Sunday at the Murfreesboro Embassy Suites. And a bridal show is like an opportunity for a bride and groom and family to walk and greet people and talk to them without an obligation of any long-term commitment. You don't have to stand with them for an hour. I mean, you can walk up, you can ask them what they do, you can ask them how much they charge, ask them if they have any specials for the day. And if you like what you hear, well, then you make an appointment. If you don't like what you hear, well, then you mark them off your list. So it's a great way to kind of window shop and shop in one room in one afternoon and not spend 2 or 3 or 4 weeks traveling all over the city. And so starting at noon this Sunday in the beautiful ballroom of the Embassy Suites Murfreesboro Hotel, we will be having approximately 50 wedding professionals who will have everything they do on display along with pricing to make it very easy for a bride and groom to get some heads up on where they need to go.
Fred, one thing that another couple of trends that I think are pretty interesting I wanted to talk about before we let you get away here is the fact that it seems like not only we talked about going away from churches and maybe to outside, barns are very popular, but from the location to the apparel to almost everything, the colors that are chosen, you may have the vibrant colors, but there seems to be a simplistic aspect coming into weddings now. Not only that, but going greener and maybe even seeing going away from, you know, the wedding cake, traditional wedding cake, to, you know, like mini cakes and cupcakes and things like that. So weddings certainly have changed.
There's no question that the economy has had part of that. The internet has had part of that. The sexual revolution that I mentioned earlier has had part of that. I think that our kids, when they've grown up with us, those of us that have been married for 30 or 40 or 50 years, they have seen how we've taken care and what we've done and what's meant special values to us. And it may not be that the same things that we thought were important are important to them. And so, therefore, that's coming out in a reflection of the decisions they're making as to their wedding, what it's going to look like, where it's going to be held. And the simplicity and the green factor is very, very popular. It is very popular. It's almost scary in a way. You don't know what to expect now when you go to a wedding. You don't know really what kind of linens or tablecloths or what they might be using for floral decorations. So it's all kind of left up, as you say, to the personalities of each bride and groom.
Fred, as we part here today, want to remind folks the Pink Bride Wedding Planning, the Pink Way, thepinkbook.com, all of these that you do a lot of work on. And also, if you want to find out more about the Pink Bridal Show this coming weekend from noon until 4 at the Embassy Suites Hotel and Conference Center on Sunday, the Pink Bridal Show Murfreesboro. You can go to Murfreesboro, pinkbridalshows.com, and find a lot of information there. And your books and magazines, I guess we can keep up with everything you're doing right there.
Yes, sir. We'll have the free Nashville Pink Bride magazine. That will be there free. We'll have lots of other information to pick up. Tickets are $8 if they purchase them online, and they're $10 at the door. And sometimes we get asked, is it okay for grooms to come? Oh, most definitely. We're seeing now about 30% of the women that are coming with their grooms. And again, that's just a reflection of the groom becoming more involved, in the wedding process.
Very good. Everything from accommodations to catering to photography, cakes, what happens after the IDs, all of this stuff will take place. You can see many of the exhibitors there and just like you said, casually go through. And that's one thing that's hard to do. It's good if you're getting married. This is one place, one roof where you can get it all done and really get a good idea.
Well, and just a word of caution, the internet is so valuable and so important, but there's nothing like shaking hands with someone and looking at them face to face and tasting their cake or seeing their pictures. That can't compare and should never, I would never recommend someone to go online and to buy a service for their wedding sight unseen of meeting that profession. Yeah, I mean, you've got to meet and talk with someone. I mean, it's a great place to get information, but I would not make a decision online only.
Fred, it has been a pleasure, and we thank you so very much for joining us here today, and good luck this weekend. And again, Murfreesboro Pink Bridal Shows.com, where you can find a lot more info.
I appreciate your time and looking forward to seeing our brides and grooms this Sunday.
Very good. That is Fred Jacobs joining us here on Rutherford Issues this afternoon. Fred Jacob with the Murfreesboro Pink Bridal Show coming up this Sunday. A break, and we'll wrap things up here on the show after this.
Rutherford Issues, we're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.